The adventures of this famous alcoholic detective. The choice of men who stay that way throughout the day. Brought to you by
the Subtle Genius Hour of Sweat.
Again and again throughout the day.
They're coming!
Well, we're back on the air here at SubCon 06, and the crowd is just beginning to simmer and percolate, show a little movement, a little bubbling movement around the edges as a sheet of steam rises from the hitherto quiescent mass. And it's beautiful spring weather. The morning rains have largely disappeared from the retreat, the historic brushwood campground nestled in the midst of Amish and Hutterite farms in scenic western New York State. And it looks like the subgenius powwow may be heading for a culmination of sorts.
Praise Bob and hail to the chief. Chief Hal.
Indeed. And to our friends at Central Services who are holding it all together with chewing gum, bobby pins, and baling wire.
And thanks for those bobby pins, all you bobbies and pinheads.
Now, if there are any bobbies who have not been pinned at this time, they are to present themselves for repinning at the Central Administration Services Tower.
Bobbies to my left, there are bobbies to my right. Bobbies versus bobbies, yet they refuse to fight. Bobbies versus bobbies, which side will you choose? Bobbies versus bobbies, where the bobbies never lose.
Fultimus ex mortis singing at 9x day during the Sunday night Wotan jam with two beams on computer noises and Reverend Phil on drums, Reverend Carter LeBlanc on bass, and the fantastic Reverend Angry Larry on guitar. Friends, this is Hour of Slack number 1056, the second of our specials on X Day, composed entirely of recordings made at that actual subgenius end of the world drill, plus clips from the Puzzling Evidence show from Berkeley with Dr. Howell, Dr. Philo Drummond, and Puzzling Evidence, as well as Radio Synesthesia from WCSB in Cleveland. And so let us go back to this live Hour of Slack on-stage recording from 9X Day with Lonesome Cowboy Dave and Dr. Howe.
And there's plenty of free parking outside.
So stop on by on Tuesday. That's when Grandma Herdsberry will be passing out Amishalites like Selecular Cheese. And the new...
Remember when Grandma used to bend over and pull one out of the oven? Well, it wasn't as easy for her as it looked even back then. But with today's scientific achievements, you can have a new brother, a sister, anyone that you want, simply by taking a little pill. Question is, who's going to control the bottle? I was looking at the news, and it seems like, I don't know how many of you folks heard this, just recently, Rush Limbaugh was busted at the airport, this time for having a huge jar of illegal Viagra. And I have to say, there's something pretty wrong with this country when they try to take Rush Limbaugh's giant mayonnaise jar full of Viagra at the airport.
Mega diddles to that, Tom. I just want to say the last time they snagged mine at the airport, I had a hell of a time getting out of there. And I mean, whose fault is this? And, you know, I always blame Jack and Ethel Kennedy for that. I could go back 25 years if I could remember back that far.
Well, you're not supposed to carry Jack and Ethel in your luggage, but whatever you've got there, the whole point is if they can get Limbaugh, they can certainly get me and you. We're smaller fish in the tentacles of the national security state.
All right, Dusty, we know you could never get all of Mr. Lunchbox's box in that vesticle.
Oh, gee.
But that doesn't mean it's not going to work tomorrow. Have a brave heart, a clean mind, and for God's sakes, get that mustard off your underwear.
When I was mustered or called up to service, I was a green sprig, though you'd probably hardly think that to look at me now. And over the years, I have excelled in the service of my epoch in my own way. But time and even the rubberized tentacles of the squid can wear one down until one is essentially a shell, a phantom, a particle of one's ancient self that still remains vainly quoting obscure aspects and facets of subgenius doctrine.
Sarge, candle lift. It's too late. Look there on the horizon. All four of them. No, it's more like 40. No,
load up.
It's more like 40,000. The whole sky's filling with them. Sarge, you better get your head down. It's an awfully big head.
I remember when I first met George Bush. I met the Farmers Bank Rehabilitation Center.
I remember, too.
In Farmers Branch, Texas.
Hey, can't put this thing up anymore and I can get my penis up.
It's the D-Tardos.
Stop the music. That substance is using our baby.
I said stop the music. That substance is using our baby.
Because you kick them in the pants instead of teaching them to dance. And then you push his face in and then you wonder where he's been.
Got all weird there for a second. Just like you, I see you, the weird one. The weird eyes. Hell, your feet are weird. How do you do that with your feet? It scares me.
The feet wiggle one way and the body wiggles the other way.
It's kind of like he's made out of that jelly stuff they put in those little worms.
There's always room for Jell-O.
Jell-O? Jell-O wrestling, Jell-O worms.
Jell-O pudding.
Jell-O Biafra.
There's always room
for Jell-O
Biafra.
That was Priestess Pisces with Reverend Carter LeBlanc at 9X Day. And there's lots more of both of them coming up. Before that, Lonesome Cowboy Dave and the Mondo DiTardo Band, which in this case was Princess We Are Doe and half of the amino acids. that's them right now. Meanwhile, friends, let's go back to Dr. Howell and Lonesome Cowboy Dave and myself on stage at X Day right after a tape flip. So I believe that we catch Howell in the middle of an explanation of the pig-headedness of the porkishly provincial.
Naturally, they think the things which happen in their village of time outgun and trump everybody else's experience. But it's not true. Why, as far as you know, 13th century Reformed Lutheran masturbators had a time compared to which the best experience of your life might be considered agony by comparison.
That's right, Reverend Stopf. We see a change in the morphology as we go all the way back to the very first ones. You notice an expansion of the arch of the foot, almost resembling a duck.
Really?
Yes, and in the second stage we notice more hirsutism, hair growing not only out of the eyes and ears, but out of other unestablished parts.
Yes, well, that is the tribute that one pays to time. The unpleasant symptoms of the male menopause, the hair growing from the ears, the bushy eyebrows like those characters in Dune. You know, it all happens. The indignities of time. One can crop back the beast flesh, but it will invariably show.
But we must remember Luther in all our pursuits. We must think first of God, not of this Dobbs. We must think of the creator of all things.
Think of the creator and not of Dobbs?
Yes. If we think of Dobbs, then all is lost.
Oh, he's simply having a momentary lapse of recusal. It happens to the most brilliant subgenius sages and mages because of the intense strain of the constant correlation of the Dobbs position with every aspect of life.
I wanted a smooth, shiny face when the X's came. I didn't want to look like the rest of my hearse of morphologically changed individual friends. I wanted to be able to step on board that red carpet with a shiny, smooth face. I was even going to have my scalp rubbed and maybe shave my brain. But it's too late now, isn't it? Far too late.
Yes. It seems like that. That is the nightmare. It's there's a certain type of people. I'm one of them.
I agree.
Stressed and obsessed about missing trains and planes and appointments. You get all twisted, all bent out of shape, the thought that you just might miss a train or something. That's the most awful thing. How much more awful is it to miss that moment when you step across the threshold onto that glowing, shining saucer?
I remember when they crucified the eyeball and the saucers came. We were standing around in a circle. There was like maybe 30 or 40 people there. And their heads began to expand, just like the elderly gentleman there who's expired in front of us. And the next thing we knew, it was far too late.
Terrible, terrible. A terrible thing. Ghastly. I had nothing to do with it, though.
I heard you were the perpetrator.
Well, you see, that just shows how these silly rumors spread, you know. Don't believe everything you read on the Internet. Yes, that's all a tissue of malarkey and horseshit. You can take it from me. I, Dr. Howland Owl, deplore these excesses of, shall we call them, religious zeal when and if they occur. Remember, do not as I do in my fallible weakness, but as I say in my insufferable smarminess.
But don't allow the dogs nearby.
No, dogs delight to bark and bite.
Yes, and we'll hold them right in front of your face and pull down your panties. Then we'll scream to high heaven.
Well, you know, to a canine, things that are considered in human terms uncouth or not suitable for the drawing room are just fine and dandy.
Well, for the cyber dogs, things are doing much better now.
Cyber dogs, eh?
Yes, the cyber dogs, the ones you implanted.
Oh, well, you're always getting on the personal note here, you know. The phone companies
There's
planning
no
to implant
to
a chip.
Now.
The subgenius community doesn't ask even that much.
Gosh.
Besides, if you haven't done anything, why is there anything to be afraid of?
If you
should trust us.
If you haven't been anywhere, why feel like you've been somewhere?
If you don't want anything, why are you upset that you don't get anything?
If you have no needs, why are you bleeding on me?
If you have no pants, why are you hesitating to sit down?
I can't sit down. I can't stand up.
I'm waiting. Who only sit and wait.
And some of them will balloon up again throughout this entire area within the next few moments.
Well, that's as it may be. That's an act of God or the devil. Humans are Brownian particles like everything else, dashed around by the random processes of providence.
I dreamed that string theory, that's it, the string theory? Was
the
like,
strength to dream of string theory.
Was like a bowl of spaghetti where each bundle of spaghetti represent one of the many worlds we might be seeing perhaps soon.
A writhing cauldron of slimy noodles. And yet each segment of the noodle represents only a minute portion of the duration of the time dimension.
A meatball, as shown here. Oh, wait, that's the wrong one. The meatball shown here, there it is. The meatball shown here represents one of the indivisible worlds that creates the spaghetti around it or the many strings of reality.
You see, when we look at the aggregate mass, those tumbling tubes, we tend to look most closely at those odd effusions which appear articulated in the middle of the mass. The meatballs draw our eye while the spaghetti becomes the ground for the figure of the meatball.
You're all fools. Silly old fools, do you think you really know what this is all about? Is it all cut and dry? Is it all in black and white for you? Do I have to spell it out? Fools, the everlasting one of you, do you think it's all about you? The money's been paid, the deal's been made, and you're just a pawn in this lovely game. You're just a pawn in this lovely game.
Buy the ticket, ride the ride, $30, ride the ride.
Fools, you silly little fools, do you think it's about you? It's about your slack, it's about your little trip, it's all about you. No, you're a real estate. You're a piece of the deal that happened long ago in a Waffle House in Avondale Estates, Georgia. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about him. It's not about her. It's about the deal. And the deal has gone down. Deal has gone down, and soon they're coming to collect the property, and if you're not out, there is no eviction notice, friends. There is no 30-day warning. There is no 2 weeks notice. They are coming to collect their property, and are you ready? Because even when you're being sucked off the planet, there will be a little bit of a sting. It might hurt a bit, but just for a short while. It'll all be better once they begin the probing. The probing. The probing.
The probing! They ask, but they don't want answers. They want results. They want results that work.
Dobbs has taken his 15% commission on this sale. He is our salesman of the year.
They want results that work. They want you to work.
Work harder, work smarter. Work harder, work smarter. Work harder, work smarter. Work harder, work smarter. And then what?
Shouldn't you be at work right now?
Isn't there something important you're supposed to be doing?
Didn't you leave the toaster on?
Did you feed the cat? Did you sign your reports and fill them in the box?
Have you crossed your I's and dotted your T's? Are you minding your Q's and P's?
When the great accounting comes, will you be ready?
Have you forgotten something? Have you forgotten something?
What is about it, me?
Isn't it about time you called your mother? She's probably wondering what you're doing right now.
You never call me, Bubba. You never call me.
Isn't it about time you did your taxes?
Isn't that paper due?
Weren't you supposed to pay that speeding ticket?
Weren't you supposed to call her back?
Isn't it about time you got that new water heater, Mr. Dobbs?
Aren't you just about out of frop?
I'm just about out of frop. I don't know about you.
Aren't you just about out of slack? Have you come to the end of your little rope?
Isn't your rope about out of slack?
Give the monkeys enough. They'll hang themselves with it.
Isn't that a trap door underneath your feet?
Isn't that a man lurking in the shadows? All these insecurities, these questions, these wondering, whatever happened to the love of blind faith? The blind faith that tells us, as we know, that one day they will come. One day, they will come. Whatever happened to Saturday night?
That was Reverend Carter LeBlanc and Priestess Pisces spouting their fool hymies off with Two Beams, space drum music in the background. But I can't help it. We don't have any control over this. We didn't know anything about the date of 1998 until we got that pamphlet back from the printers in 1980. I didn't type in a date. It was there when we picked it up at the printers.
There, Ivan, it's all right. It's
we
all
don't
right.
know.
It's okay.
For all I know, a roach crawled across the printing press and got squished into just such a shape that it formed the letters July 5th, 1998.
Could happen to anyone.
It could. Well, yeah. I don't know that it could happen to anyone. I think that we are the chosen. Bob said so.
There is a
we
point.
We paid
yes.
our $30. We must be the chosen.
Coincidence or conspiracy?
We wouldn't be stupid enough to waste $30 on some yes. scam. That's all how right. we know we're subgenius.
That cockroach may have been more culpable than I thought. But even so, we have achieved some success in our chosen field and are here broadcasting right at the moment.
I'm going to sing this the way I first heard this song.
Whale ping. Heart sing. You make everything a groovy wild thing.
Wild thing, I think I love you. But I want to know for sure. Come on, hold me tight. I love you. Wild thing, you make my heart sing. You make everything groovy. Wild thing. I think I love you. But I would really like to know for sure. Come on, hold me tight. You move me. Wild thing, you make my heart sing.
Woo!
You make everything groovy. Wild thing, wild thing. Oh, baby, you're such a wild thing. You crawl on the stage. You have sex with the monitors. You are insane. I can't stand it. You're driving me sane. It's unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what to do next. Oh! Wild thing.
Shaver in one of his many performances at 9X Day, this time singing with backup from Five Fisted Tales of Connie, which is the name Reverend Angry Larry, the guitar player, gave the spontaneous jam band afterwards. And now, Carter LeBlanc.
There ain't nothing. There ain't nothing sweeter than probing oneself with the soft, smooth cranium of a round-headed gray alien. There's something about the simple curves of their semi-fibrous skulls. The way in which the skins, their gray, clammy, soft, pliable skin, slips past whatever necessary orifices one finds appropriate. For such an act as that, Because when you get right down to it, humanity has been probed long enough. Ain't it about time we probed ourselves with them instead of being probed by them? The soft circumference of their smooth spherical skeletal formations. The head bone, it's connected to the leg bone.
But when you put your dick bone in it, it feels really good.
Cause it...
Squiggles, you smash the fuck out of it.
Now, friends, you know, you got to be kind to our pagan brothers and sisters. They may be off on a slightly wrong path, not focused on Bob's pipe or pecker like they should be. Just wandering the world looking for answers. I know
like
how it
Satan,
is.
Wandering the world like a roaring lion looking for one to devour.
They're all looking for slack. And we've all learned that slack is, we always had it all the time. The subgenus must have slack. That doesn't mean slack is something you're going to get. That means you must have it in order to be a subgenius. Of course, that's the Nenzletic interpretation. But it makes as much sense as anything else. Because you always already have the slack. It's whether you have the enlightenment to be able to appreciate the slack of, say, for instance, some unbuttered pancake sitting on a paper plate in front of
you. Because the subgenius must have slack, that does not imply that the subgenius who must have slack does not have slack. Those who do not have slack and desire it are not, by this definition, subgeniuses, even though they desire slack. For subgeniuses have slack.
Right. That's how you know you're a subgenius. You know what you're... Even if you feel like you don't have enough slack, at least you know something's missing. You have slack, and you're not accessing it right. But the pity the poor normal who doesn't even know what it's missing.
Sacks and sacks, the green plastic garbage bags of slack.
You know, if we only could put it in green plastic garbage bags, we'd be as rich as the Scientologists.
Well,
because that's
volatile.
Essentially what they did.
It won't keep in those bags. You can put it there, but it won't stay there long. It volatilizes into the atmosphere. Slack is nothing to be hoarded, but to be enjoyed on the spot.
Right. You don't want to be a slack sponge. You want to be a slack fount.
You want to be a slack surfer, skidding and slipping and slopping on the stream of slack as it spurts forth.
If you're going to break your neck, do you want to break it on the job, or you want to break it surfing that curl of slack? Well, I guess you don't have to break your neck.
The main thing about all this twaddle is that you have to seize the slackful moment at the time when it occurs in the pulsating sinusoidal avenues of reality. You can't sit back and stroke your goatee and decide whether or not you'll stick your toe in the slack stream. You must instantly leap into its rushing torrent and risk being borne away.
And friends, this can happen many, many times a day. You can take slack in your hand. Boys, when you go to that urinal, you take slack in your hand and feel that mighty time of pee. The time before the time of pee, sure, there's pain. But that just makes the time of pee that much more slackful. And ladies, I know the same could be true for you, although with a different configuration. And when you go into that extra meditation chamber, you know, that is a gift that Bob and God and nature give you, well, hopefully every day.
Yes, they say Beethoven composed
prunes,
some of his most moving music when behind that little door with the half moon on it.
Did he? Really? It's like singing in the shower, you know. A lot of people get their ideas when they get in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
When you go into extra meditation, suddenly that problem that seems so insurmountable, you suddenly go, oh my God, I know exactly what to do about it. And oftentimes that is to blow it off.
The Marburg Bowl Symphony, for example. Well, it is important to remember that slack is to be seized and apprehended wherever it is found. and not allowed to go on its merry, feckless way.
Well, it does that anyway, because it's slack. It can do anything.
The thing is, you must fulfill your options, get your equity.
Right, there's
get in on the ground floor now.
There's miserable people going, oh, God, I almost got slack. If only I got a raise. If only I could get an extra week off for vacation, I could have slack. And meanwhile, they're missing the incredible slack of staring at the end of their shoe. If they were in subgenius consciousness, that slack would be anywhere they wanted to look. They would be able to slide into the cosmic consciousness of meditation upon how good it is that they can even see the tip of their shoe. I say that one because it's meditating on the end of your shoe is what junkies are said to do.
Didn't old Walt Whitman say that a mouse was a miracle to stagger sextillions of infidels?
There you go.
I don't even like mice. So you see, folks, it's all the succotash and sorghum that they feed you. It's hard to sort it all out, but just don't worry about it here at X Day. That is our job description.
Oh, you're going to help me worry? that's great. I've never had
some of the Atlatean burden from your shoulders. Here, brother, let me carry your cross. Okay, sure.
Yeah,
hey, wait, stop, come back.
Hey, quit. He just offered to take that thing off his back, and he just shrugged.
Felonious, diabolicalonious,
myth of
gosh darn ridiculousonious.
Yes, as a child of 12, I took part in the experiment of a heavy dining room table walking up the wall of my grandfather's house.
What
wasn't that the furniture coming out of the house?
I had heard my uncle speaking to spirits.
Just a moment, let me get that.
Who replied with one knock for yes and two knocks for no. Of kind of demonica, Urim and Thummim.
Don't tell me you believe all that spiritualistic nonsense, mediumistic trash about knocks and bangs and trumpets blowing and flutes tootling and strange shrieks and groans and orgasmic.
Only an idiot would think this was not real.
Okay, I'll bite.
Doesn't it feel real?
Just remember, the spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of his belly.
Man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. Yeah,
as
yeah.
the sparks fly downward, the holy act of pyroflatulation.
What is the spirit of man that goeth
the
upward?
Fields?
And the spirit
parched.
Of the beast that goeth downward to the earth.
It's called the monkey song.
Monkey see, a monkey do. But Americans shouldn't have to presume a fair count. The mainstream media has, to all effects and purposes, established, to borrow the phrase of the great American novelist Joseph Heller, a catch-22 for election investigation. No investigation without proof.
Robot.
But then, what proof can be had without investigation?
That's a lot like the witch doctors.
The witch
subgenius,
doctors?
The subgenius doctors.
Oh, those doctors.
Are demon-possessed
by practitioners. By God, they're great patriots. Those subgenius doctors
were patriotic
were there in America's
practitioners
darkest hour.
Of hate and demon
now they're
possession.
Marching onward into a new America.
In fact, they're practicing mediums. By rites and incantations, they are supposed to heal the sick and put curses on people.
And happy.
Hello, friends.
Yeah,
this
don't you feel happier to see all of
this is Paul.
The size of that platform.
They're the most dedicated doctors ever. Hey, you know, we're saying doctors. Nobody said that for years.
Doctors.
Doctors. Years and years ago, that was a title of honor in the Subgundimi Church.
Have you got a question for the subgenius doctors of the air?
Yes.
Do you know? And that would be...
What ails you, Doctor?
What ails me You mean physician heal thyself? Medicae curate ipsum? What's bugging you, doc? Well, I'll tell you.
What's the bug up your butt?
It's the evils of this world. And not simply man's greed and mendacity. But also the unparalleled assaults upon decency of the insect kingdom. And furthermore...
Yes, bugs are bad.
In reality a wizard.
Well, they are when they bite you all week.
Bugs.
Every time you lift up your cup for that big draught of coffee, there's just dry bugs in your
eye. Well, I was trying to explain that what was significant about these chiggers floating in the coffee is the aperture of the coffee cup is about 3.5 inches wide, you know, the diameter. And so... that means that in this coffee cup, 4 or 5, maybe 7 chiggers have fallen overnight. Think how many have fallen in the far greater area out of the same tree outside the coffee cup.
Right,
this tree that overarches the humble trailer where the subgenius hierarchy is.
So these chiggers were in the tree?
Well, they must
have... normally
they
normally
live in
grass.
Like an exploding
how
head
could
guy
they
in a
fall?
They
have fallen into this coffee cup, which was up
they
on a...
They jump. They're like fleas. They jump.
They would have had to jump 12 feet up in
the
air,
they're
Jack.
Like a flea. A flea can jump 12 feet.
They couldn't possibly.
They have little tiny brains.
They can jump 12
feet. Come on,
jump
like
plus, chiggers have wings.
Some
they can fly.
Respect
they
for
jump
reality
high and
here.
Fly. A chigger can jump like 6 feet, and
okay,
then it can fly like 30 or 40 feet.
They're little spastic spiders. They can't do nothing.
Chiggers
well,
are the
why
most.
Would you be so afraid?
They are the craziest, wackiest animals
unusual
in nature.
New they're spider wacky. Specimens with bulked up forearms like Popeye, which we dubbed Popeye Arachne Giganteus.
Up, chigger down,
I thought
there.
That was Pope. Yes,
that's without an apostrophe. And we took this spider to the outside world where we
just
released it so that it could fraternize
no place to
with
the
its
devil in your
sibling
heart.
Spiderlings. But on
I've seen my aunts and uncles put their fingers under the armpits of another person.
There were large ants there, too. But
right, they were calling the ambulance
but
for you
I,
right
I
now.
Really did get
digging their fingers into the pit, digging and digging and digging until they're just
Yes, you're in re-entry.
No. But you've got my fingers under your pits. Would you let go now? Let go of my fingers.
Oh, that's
tickling your sweaty pits.
The monkey gave it to me. Yeah.
I don't know
much
about
his
your ancestors, but mine didn't swing from a tree.
Well, the amino acids played a good set, didn't they?
I always enjoy the amino acids performing.
Angry Larry
I finally got to meet Angry Larry. Got to meet him. Never met him before.
That has got to be the most Three Stooges-influenced band.
Well, they all kind of look like...
that.
They all look like Curly with a... If he had like a sperm tail coming off his head.
Well, they behave like Curly, and they really abused that Bob dummy this time. And me, come to think of it. I was looking at the videos today. It's like I blanked this out of my memory, but first the ambassador, that's the one that plays theremin.
Yeah, he jumps out into the audience and starts fights with them.
Yeah, he jumped
members.
Out and he had his way with the Bob dummy, and he wasn't even faking it. And then, just as I was thinking, oh, this is really photogenic and funny, he grabbed me. And believe me, it's not funny.
Yes.
Friends, we are going to have the Bulldog auction at some point. We'll also do the Bobby Awards. The calligrapher is on her way down, and the bribes have mostly been delivered, I think. But I heard something just a minute ago at the beginning of that ceremony that I haven't heard of much of this weekend. It was just two simple words. Those words were praise Bob! Like music to my ears, because you know it's sometimes gotten to where it's just not cool to say praise Bob. It's just not hip to announce proudly your complete and unquestioning devotion to that so-called clip art head. No, sometimes nowadays we think, oh no, I don't want to look like a Bobby. I don't want to look like an extremist. You don't? Oh, you do, as a matter of fact. You are a subgenius. You are an extremist. You are a fanatic. You do not, you should never, ever feel the slightest embarrassment about slaving. selfishly, slumberingly devoting your every thought, spunk, and belief into that man. Devote every bit of energy. Forget your own life. You are as nothing to Bob. Yeah, you can't imagine how he ignores you. And you cannot imagine how lucky you are not to have Bob notice you, because his slack has to come from somewhere now, doesn't it? Nonetheless, friends, and it is because of that very reason that we know that those dots, well, in the case of high contrast dots, those lines, those shapes that form that face, that is what it is all about. Oh, you can purdy it up, and you can say, oh, I read Book of the Subgenius, there's some very thoughtful things about slack. Oh, yes, yeah, some of that stuff about the conspiracy, that's always been true of the human condition, isn't that poignant? But that is all just a bunch of fluffery and rigmarole. It's like the accessory kit that goes with Barbie. But it's not the accessories that you care to, but the important thing is Barbie, who happens to be based on Bob's daughter, Barbie Dobbs. But it is that man Bob is all that counts, and not even the man Bob. Not even the concept of freedom and slack represented by Bob. Just that face! That is all you need! If you can look at that face and know instantly how cool it is, and that's what every one of you did. That's why you're here. You saw that face and you went, yeah, I get it. Because I understand there's nothing to get. There's just Bob! What else do you need? Do you really need to make excuses and look intelligent? No, I'm afraid this is not the religion where we impress others by looking intelligent. No, sir. This is the religion where we impress others by looking at Bob, by being lucky enough to appreciate slack, to know what we might be missing. The poor normal never even occurs to them. Oh, they could pretend that they are going to bottle and sell some form of slack each year. But no, there is no... you already have the slack. We've been over this a million times. Again, that's all just intellectual frippery.
Frippery!
You look at that Dobbs, you get a bit of a little boner. Maybe a mental boner, especially in the case of the ladies. But, you know, you get a tingling down there and up here. That's the thing. It happens in both places at the same time. All over your body. Like a hit of nicotine.
It makes you pee just a little.
After you've been with Bob for a while, you just don't feel right unless you got some Bob every now and then. You just got to see that head now and then. And every now and then you have to pour yourself into seeing that head. Just see nothing but that head. What else do you need? Well, food. Health. Shitting. No, you have
sex.
To actually shitting is much more important than sex. See how long you can go without sex, and then see how long you can go without shitting.
Your back not hurting is more important.
And there's nothing to be ashamed of when you pee or shit. I tried to quit peeing. I'm not ashamed to say I couldn't do it. I just had that need. It overcomes. But really, you know, that's what's the important things in life. Money is only number 8 or 9 on the list. Sex is not even in the top 10 anymore. Bob is not even in the top 10. Because what you really need, number one, is you got to remember to breathe. You've got to remember to drink water. That will be followed by peeing. You will eat or die. And that will be and shitting had better follow. And that better be pretty soon, in my case. And,
warmth. Your back not hurting.
Well, I can't remember the next 5 most important things in life. Oh, your back not hurting. And frop is in there. Money is in the top 10. It comes right after frop. Now, by frop, of course, we don't mean your street drugs, your marijuana, your cigarettes, your liquor, your pornography, your MTV. Actually, if you have any extra of those things, we would love to have them. Because as G. Gordon Gordon said, false slack is better than no slack at all. But as Reverend Carter LeBlanc added so wisely, false slack is no slack at all. The conspiracy can give you infinite amounts of false slack, and you can still have no slack at all. Just ask Jimi Hendrix. Ask Janis Joplin. Ask John Lennon. Ask anybody whose name starts with a J. And you'll find, friends, and Howard Hughes. Those guys will, well, actually, Hughes and Elvis escaped. Bob helped them, took their riches and their fame away, and they're happy now in some South American country. And I shouldn't say any more than that. But because I'm really stalling anyway. That's all this life is. We're just stalling until we meet Bob. Some people get impatient. They go, well, my life sucks so bad, I'm going to kill myself. And I imagine that at some point or another, almost all of us have said, oh, man, I can't pay this bill. I'll just kill myself, and then the electric company will be sorry. Well, friends, and then there's other people. Phineas Narco mentioned this. It's so sad. He goes, there's people who are so depressed that they go, I'd kill myself, but I'm afraid it would kill my mom. So then they wish their mom would die. And then they feel guilty about wishing their mom would die and want to kill themselves. Well, friends, if you're thinking, oh, I want to kill myself, but I can't because Bob would just die. Don't you worry about Bob. He does not care whether or not you kill yourself. He only cares about your slack. And here's the thing. You're Bob or God are going to get you anyway. They're professionals. By definition, you're an amateur at suicide. Everybody is an amateur at suicide. There are no professionals except for Bob and God. So, friends, don't do it yourself. Let Bob do it for you. It's the same thing we say about terrorism and murder upon our enemies, the pinks and normals and humans. The exes are going to do it. Are you going to show how faithless you are? Hey, you thought it was all just a joke? Like, for instance, our poor former members in Washington, D.C., known as the Beltway Snipers, they took that a little bit too literally because they did not have faith in Bob. They didn't have faith that the exes will come and wipe clean and scour clean this benighted, this degenerated planet on which the virus known as the human race acts like a cancer on all the other wonderful life forms such as poison ivy and rattlesnakes. Friends, sure, the world's going to end sooner or later no matter what. For everybody, except the heat vent worms at those cracks, volcanic cracks 7 miles down in the depths of the ocean. There are mindless, spineless, nerveless creatures that are yet alive and they live on poisons. There's no oxygen. They live on what could kill every other life form. Friends, they will be Bob's last customers. And because they will be able to buy from Bob when everything else is gone, because of that, friends, there is hope. Someday the kingdom of the heat vent worm men and women will come and there will be perfect slack. Sure, it may be more millions of years from now than we can even imagine. But so what if Bob keeps selling? If Bob's pipe keeps burning? That's all we need. That's all we care about. That's all we need to know. And that's all you need to know. Thank you very much, my friends. Praise fucking goddamn Bob and praise damn God Bob.
Ivan Stang, ladies and gentlemen, the Reverend Ivan Stang. Ivan Stang is available for weddings, funerals, bars, and bat mitzvahs.
Supermarket signings.
Supermarket openings. And is available as an entertainer at children's parties.
Baba, pink sheep, see how they run.
Tucker. That no good fucker. She still owes you $400. But in just a short period of time, $400 won't make a fuck. Baba, pink sheep, see how they burn. Baba, pink sheep, see how they yearn. We are in charge now. We are in charge now. Just beginning. Baba, pink sheep, see how they run. Baba, pink sheep, see how they run. The tables have turned.
Fisted Tales of Connie, Reverend Angry Larry on guitar, Parker on bass, Reverend Phil on drums, and Princess Wee on flute. This has been the Subgenius Radio Ministry Hour of Slack. For more information, write P.O. Box 181-417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118, or hit subgenius.com. Praise God.